We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Now, we have a chance to make a change and come up with a different way to draw the lines. Do you think that's smart to do? We'll talk about it with the former Speaker of the House of Delegates, Kirk Cox, coming up in the next half hour. That's a legitimate question to ask. Do you want to change the way we do this? You want it to be completely partisan? I'm okay with that. Democrats seem to take control when Republicans were drawing the lines. Or do you want to make a change? We'll talk about it in just a couple of minutes. Right now, there's something that you might want to take a look at before you go vote, as if most of the people in this audience haven't already made up their minds. Since you're Republican or Democrat, you're probably following politics pretty closely. M.A. Taylor is one of the writers and a political consultant for this new movie that's out called Riding the Dragon, Joe Biden's Chinese Secrets. M.A., I'm glad to talk to you. Tell me the scoop behind this film.
Glad to be here. Thank you. So Riding the Dragon is a film, 41 minutes, it's free on YouTube, that basically outlines a number of Hunter Biden's deals that had to do with China that were facilitated by his father, Joe Biden, when he was vice president in the Obama administration. And so the film goes through a series of different deals, different businesses, different investments to show you how Joe Biden would make decisions if he were to become president of the United States.
And where were these deals? Directly with China? And were there third-party intermediaries who kind of brokered this? Or was that Hunter Biden's role, was to be the supposed third party when, in fact, he was a stand-in for his dad?
Well, you know, basically, to give an example, is Joe Biden, as vice president, was given charge of Asia around 2012 in something called the Asian Pivot, where he became the primary diplomat for the Asia region of the world. And on December 2013, he traveled to Beijing to start sorting out some of these issues we have, South China Seas, IP, etc. And so Hunter Biden flew over with him and disappeared during these meetings. 10 days later, the Chinese government granted his company $1 billion and eventually $1.5 billion to become a Bohai Harvest. And that would invest in a whole series of other things. And the thing is that this seems to be a deal that was put together by Hunter, but essentially this is a concession the Chinese made so that they could gain some kind of strategic advantage, since Joe Biden was, in fact, the point man for the United States.
That's interesting to observe. I think Americans are used to a different mindset, but overseas, this is not uncommon. I mean, unfortunately, I witnessed it personally when I was living in the Middle East, siphoning off money, in some cases cars and luxury homes and trips, to the family members of elected officials to try to bribe them is just the way business is done in a lot of these countries, and nobody bats an eye at it. And then it strikes me, do you go into the details of who Hunter Biden is in this film? I mean, it seems clear that this guy is a screw-up. I think he's open that he was a drug addict, maybe still is a drug addict, I don't know. I hesitate to beat up on someone because their kid behaves badly, but I will beat up on someone if their kid is a known drug addict or behaves badly, and you still allow them, through your connections, to be your representative and to broker big business deals. I mean, that seems totally reckless. Do you talk about that in here?
Yes, we do. We talk about who he is and where he came from, and this is one of the more disturbing points that we discovered. And the point is that if I'm a tech company, I may hire, say, a Bill Gates or an Elon Musk because of their expertise, or I may hire, you know, usually companies hire experts or consultants to be on their board. The thing is that Hunter Biden has no skills. He is a screw up. He doesn't know about energy. He doesn't know about technology. And yet he is given large stakes in these companies. And the real point of the matter is, yes, well, foreign companies like China invest in America every day. That's very common. It's the things they chose to investigate to invest in that make this so disturbing. They're not investing in Disney, and they're not investing in something in Q-tips. You know, they are investing in transferring technology and espionage that actually undermine the United States. And that is why this is particularly disturbing.
Well, it's an interesting topic. I'm glad that it's being discussed before everybody goes and votes, because I think, quite frankly, Joe Biden has a big vulnerability on this and has minimally behaved with reckless abandon here. And it may be much more nefarious than that, where he's enriching himself through his son. And I think the American public should examine it. I wish the press would take it more seriously. It's funny, M.A. Taylor, who's one of the authors, the writers behind Riding the Dragon, The Biden Chinese Secrets, Michael Moore, you know, he gets national attention. Big fat slob, not particularly bright guy. He gets national attention when he does a movie. Oh, you know, it's the toast of the town, Academy Awards for Michael Moore. But then a movie like this is suddenly suspect as some sort of propaganda piece. Give me a break. I encourage you to check it out. As M.A. said, it's only about 41 minutes, and it's available on YouTube. M.A., thanks. I'm glad to talk to you. Good luck.
Thank you for having me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.